right, this last hour is either going to scare the listeners away or it will draw them in. It can't do anything in between. It will either be utter disaster, an unparalleled success. Open lines, the last hour here today. The question I have for you, and I want your answer to this question, are men more aware of their sins than women? Now, this is a question that, let me just define a few terms here. First of all, we're talking about Christian men and Christian women. Because if this question is applied generally to the whole population, believing and unbelieving, of course, we've got a whole different set of theological problems to deal with there. Christian men, Christian women, more aware of their sin than women. You know what got me thinking about this? Our conversation with Ted Haggard, president of the National Association of Evangelicals. I asked him a question about sin, and he said, you should be sinning less and less every day, which intrigued me. And so I pursued something, and we ended up talking about the fifth commandment, you shall not kill. And he said, you haven't killed anybody. I said, no, I haven't killed anybody. But Scripture says to even harbor animosity toward my brother is sin. And he said, yes, indeed. But have you hated someone today? And I responded, yes, I have. And he said, you shouldn't do that. And I said, have you? And he said, no. You could have knocked me over with a feather. You want to know why? Not because I knew that's what he was going to answer as an evangelical. You know what amazed me by that answer, that he hadn't yet broken the fifth commandment that day? I was talking to a man, and I was amazed that a man would actually be unaware of his sin. Our call-in numbers are 505-7850 or 1-800-730-2727. We have an in-studio email address as well, issuesetc@kfuo.org, issuesetc@kfuo.org. The question is, are men more aware of their sin than women? All right. Here's my basic line of thinking. It's not altogether cogent, but let me just tell you where it's coming from. First of all, men, let's just be completely honest about this. I think because of the sexual drive, men are almost momentarily, that is moment by moment, confronted with their base, their meaner, and their sinful instincts and inclinations. Now, I'll just be honest, as I'm just a red-blooded American man, I think probably typical. Not oversexed, not undersexed, not insane, of sound mind. But because of the sexual drive, men are generally, constantly, daily confronted with the fact that they are just rotten, miserable sinners. They're cads. They have evil inclinations. That's point one. My dad, I was raised in a family of all boys except mom. And so it was left entirely to my parents to teach us about women. We just knew, I know nothing about women. What I know about women, even after 18 years of marriage and having a teenage daughter, is just so minuscule. But I remember my dad's explaining, you know, in one of these moments where dad sat down and explained to me women. He said, let me explain women to you. And I can't remember what we were talking about, but he said, look, women, why do you think women wear makeup? Why do you think there's a concern among women for modesty? Why do you think women are the ones that are concerned about how the house looks, and whether or not they have the new drapes and the new furniture, and whether or not the car is clean? You know, I would never wash my car, ever, because I think the dirt holds it together and covers up so much, the rust. I would never wash my car. In fact, I probably haven't in a couple of years. My wife wants her car clean, inside and out. And my dad explained it to me. He just said, look, so much of a woman's psyche is about covering up, makeup, coloring your hair, modesty, and about appearance. It was an insight into women that just common sense, basic insight that didn't, he wasn't a genius. He was a genius, but it was something that most people figure out eventually. And he told me this when I was a kid, and suddenly I understood so much more, which, of course, as I said before, when it comes to women, you know, you add just a little bit to nothing, and it's not that much knowledge in the first place. So that's the second point. The first point is that men, because of this, the sexual drive in men, are very aware of the fact that they're stinking, rotten sinners. Number two, the psyche of women tends to be a little bit more toward covering up and keeping up appearances, as they say. All right. What was my third point again? I hope you're keeping track of this in there, because I'm doing this on the fly. Oh, there is a general, now not everyone believes this, and I imagine that there is a generally accepted idea, kind of common knowledge that isn't really based on anything solid, that women are more virtuous than men are. Or at least they should be more virtuous than men are. You see how this relates to the second point? And that women are in fact more spiritual. In fact, I recently wrote an article for the Issues Etc. Journal called Churches for Girls, and I got several very nasty, angry emails from women who had read it, who completely disagreed with everything in the article, but especially with a point at which I said men and women are, Christian men and women are equally sinful, equally endowed with the Holy Spirit, equally forgiven, equally spiritual. And she just completely disagreed. No. Women are more spiritual than men. Don't you know this, you oaf? Women are more spiritual. And that's generally accepted. So those three things, men being constantly aware of their sin because of the sexual drive, maybe part of the psychology of women, for good or for ill, to cover up, to keep up appearances. And then finally, the generally accepted conventional wisdom that somehow women are more spiritual or virtuous than men. So let's hear from you during this hour. Are Christian men more aware of their sin than Christian women? Oh, one other thing I wanted to add to that. I have noted that as Christianity in general, American Christianity in particular, have become more feminized, taken on more feminine qualities, not only are men staying away from church more and more, but the emphasis in preaching on sin has almost disappeared. Joel Osteen is a good example of the feminization of Christianity, and he never talks about sin, ever. And he has huge female following, along with a male following, too. So what's your answer to the question? Are Christian men more aware of their sin than Christian women? It's open lines. I want your answers. I am not trying to trap anybody. I'm not trying to entrap anybody. I am simply asking for your opinion. I've given you my honest line of thinking for what it's worth. I want to know what you think. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I have no Bible passage with which to make these arguments, and I have, except that men and women are equally sinful in God's eyes, and I have no Bible passage with which to argue your conclusions. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727, and our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Well, let's start with the boys then. Steve calls from his car. Steve, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, I'm not really sure if I can answer if women think they're more sinful than men. So I've never been in that. That's by the equation. But one of my thoughts was when you brought the question up, and your points are well taken, is think about the sermons you hear of men and women on Mother's Day versus Father's Day. Now, what do you usually hear about women on Mother's Day?
Well, I'm generalizing, and I think I know where you're going to. But you hear how great they are.
Okay. What do you hear about men on Father's Day?
How they have shirked their responsibilities.
Okay. Now, so I think in addition to your other points, I think we have this all men are Homer Simpson mentality that plays into it. And so I think that it's part of all the things. I think the other thing also is, and this is a thing that I kind of thought about your conversation the other day with the guy from the evangelical guy.
Yeah, Ted Haggard.
Ted Haggard. My question is this. If you would take a cross-section of men who go to churches where there's a public confession of sin versus the evangelical where sin is a, well, that's a prior life problem.
Right. You're
in the new life now. Is there a difference there? And my contention would be is Ted Haggard represents the latter, and your thought process is the former because of the way the worship is structured.
Okay, that's a great point, Stephen. That might play into the reason why men may be more aware of their sin than other men. It certainly represents the difference between Ted Haggard and me. Because why would you be confessing sins every Sunday? Maybe you didn't sin this week. You might have been pretty good, so you don't need to confess it, in his way of thinking. And my way of thinking is, how could I not confess my sins? I'm confronted with them daily, as God's Word points them out. Steve calls from his car. Second Steve, welcome to Issues Etc.
Yeah, I've actually been kind of contemplating this point since I first heard your promo on this a week or so ago, and it's a very interesting discussion. But I would say, in general, probably, and again, this is a broad generalization, that men probably are more aware of their sins. And I would attribute probably a large measure of that to a little bit of what this first gentleman talked about, was the preaching in the church and the way men and women are portrayed. But I think there's a large cultural bias also in that, you know, men's sins, like you talked about, lust and irresponsibility and so forth, those are really, they're kind of the things of our consumer culture on our TV. They're promoted and mocked, you know, on the sitcoms and so forth. Whereas I think, you know, women are portrayed as, and I don't think the types of sins that women might be more likely to commit, you know, are necessarily preached. I guess an example would be lust. You know, men might lust in more of a physical type of nature, but, you know, if a woman could be lusting after another man instead of her husband because he's perceived as maybe a better provider or a better father for her children.
Now, what you pointed out here, Steve, is, and thank you for the call, you pointed out that sometimes and the other Steve also mentioned this, men are all viewed as Homer Simpson, men become kind of the touchstone for what it is to be sinful. So a woman can look at a man, I'm just tossing this out, a woman can look at a man and say, hey, I know I'm a sinner, but I'm not as rotten as the men are. So since men are kind of the bar, they set the bar for how sinful it is, like in the issue of lust, well, men just lust, lust, lust. And women tend to think maybe they might have lustful thoughts, of course, but they tend to think a little bit more about other aspects besides just the physical lust. So the question I'm asking here is, and Steve's been brave enough to say yes. In general, he qualified it, but are men, Christian men, more aware of their sin than women? 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Jim is calling from his car. Jim, thanks for waiting. Welcome.
Yes, Todd. Good afternoon. I guess this is my point is purely experiential. But I would say that I am very, as a man, and most of the men I'm around are very aware of their sin and repent of their sin. And I would say that most women, from my experience, are not as, their sin that they're aware of is a different type. I almost feel like it's their righteousness that they, I don't know how to say this in a kind way, but it's like they're trusting in their own righteousness, and the sin that they repent of is maybe more of, well, I didn't get up and spend my time with the Lord. I need to do that more so that he will be pleased with me. And I think that the teachings of maybe Joel Osteen and so forth really bathe people in that conception and continue to foster that type of thinking, where you don't deal with sin. And I mean, I want to go to the Lord and just confess my sin and just lean on the mercy of Christ and in the cross. And I think that you can go from one extreme to the other without watching it too much. And I think that that's kind of where I would experience the differentiation between the two.
All right, Jim, thank you very much. You know what's striking me here? Now, Jim, I think that was that a yes? I think it was a yes, and thanks, Jim. But what strikes me here is, and of course I had the same trepidation going into this, the hesitancy with men they want to say yes. Men are more aware of their sin. Christian men are more aware of their sin than women, but they're afraid to say it. Just flat out, yes. They just don't, I mean, they want to say it, but they're not going to say it. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Let's talk with Mike, who calls from his car. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Pastor Don. Thanks for taking my call. I think a lot of these calls have allowed you to summarize something that you just did a moment ago, in that men, I think, set the bar in a lot of people's minds. And that's an excellent way of saying reality. I mean, if you could listen to a lot of sitcoms on TV, you know, women are always bashing men and how they're, unfortunately, they'll say they're pigs or something along those lines, making a joke or whatever. So, yeah, I think from that aspect, maybe men are more aware. But in reality, you know, I think the downside of this is that most people in society don't realize their sin. You know, just like I think it was Ted Haggard, if I'm not mistaken, was the gentleman that you're talking about.
Yeah.
I didn't sin today. I didn't commit the fifth commandment. I think he needs to listen to Pastor Baker's show more often, and you know, realize that just about every moment of our lives we're sinning, whether it's you know, sins of omission or commission or something we're not even aware of. As soon as we think we're doing a good work, you know, now we're proud of ourselves, and now you just sinned because you in within your own good work. So, I mean, I think that's the realization everybody needs to come from. And yes, probably men are, but to answer your question, I think men are more aware of their sins just from a reality point that in our society, I think we set the bar in a lot of people's minds, especially women's
All right.
minds.
Mike, thank you very much. Let's talk with Brian, who calls from his car. Brian, welcome.
Thank you, Todd. Thanks for taking my call. I got to disagree with most of you. I think men are much less aware of their sin. An illustration, why did Moses walk around the desert for 40 years? Well, he wasn't going to admit that he was lost. I think men are tend to be much more arrogant and they won't even admit that they have a sin problem. Most of the women I know are much more sensitive, especially in relationship areas.
Brian, are you married, Brian?
Yes, I am.
When was the last time you had an argument with your wife?
Yeah.
Who apologized first?
I don't know. I can't say.
All right, think about it.
That's a good point.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. All right, let's see. Ruth is up next. Our first lady for the day. So they are rolling in here, but Ruth has decided to brave the locker room here. Welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you. I thought it was about time for the women to check in.
All right, good.
And
what's your answer to the question, then?
I don't know. It's an interesting discussion. I can only speak for myself, but, I mean, we could have a long talk about who's more sinful. You know, Paul says, I'm the chief of sinners, and I would argue that I am. and how you seem to be quantifying different types of sin, whether it's sexual sin or whether it's, you know, being more or less aware of your time spent in prayer and those sorts of things. And I'm not sure that the discussion is all that profitable.
Why is that?
I think we all are aware of sin. Whether it's a different kind of sin, I'm not sure that that's
my question has nothing to do with the kinds of sin. That's what callers have raised. My question is entirely, just as a general ballpark, are men more aware, Christian men more aware of their sin than women? Now, if I woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning, Ruth,
mm-hmm.
to answer that question, would you say yes or no?
Would I say yes or no? I would say I don't think so.
All right, Ruth, thank you very much. Let's see what Claire has to say. No, I'm sorry. Let's go to Ozzy. Stay with the order here. Ozzy from Barnhart, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Todd.
Hi, Ozzy.
I would have to respectfully disagree with you.
Well, now, I haven't taken a position yet. I've just asked the question, but go ahead.
Well, I think, in my experience, and I think that most people in management might agree with me that women, to me, it seems like most women are easier to make feel guilty, and it seems like they feel guilty more all the time. Especially about, maybe it's just because they're never feel like they've done enough, at home with the family.
All right, but in terms of Christian, you're speaking more generally here, but in terms of Christian men, Christian women, so you would say that men are not more aware of their sin than women are?
I think, wasn't it Jeremiah said the heart is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things?
I think that's what he said.
I think we're probably both all deceived about how wicked we are. But to me, in my experience, I've seen, it seems like more women walk around always feeling guilty. And if I can phrase it that way, not in the way you said, maybe,
okay.
Who's more aware. But that's where I'm at.
All right, Ozzy. Okay, Ozzy's chiming in. It sounds like a no, and he's citing kind of the generalized guilt that women experience. You know, we talk about guilt, and women are no strangers to guilt. All right, let's talk to Laura here before we go to our break. Laura, welcome.
Hi, Pastor Todd. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a comment to make about men being more or less aware than women regarding their sin. I think they actually have a better developed capacity to generalize and rationalize their sin. It's not that they're more or less aware.
Men or women? Which?
Men have more of a capacity to generalize and rationalize their sin. And I think in terms of, we're talking about sexual sin, that they look at sexuality not in terms of its transition from not being a Christ-given gift, but to being a lust-filled view based on our cultural and society input that we see.
Laura, thank you for the call. All right, we're going to go to this break, and when we come back, we got a little time here before this break. Laura says, no, men actually have a greater ability to rationalize. See, I could have asked the question the other way. I could have said, are women more likely to rationalize and explain away and make excuses for their sins? I could have, of course, I would have gotten a lot more trouble for asking that question. So we ask, are men more aware of their sin than women are? Well, we'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. In the meantime, our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is called Who Really Wrote the Book of Mormon? It's a great resource if you want to delve into the real story of the Book of Mormon as opposed to the one that you would read on the title page of the Book of Mormon. And it's a very important question to answer as well. Are the historical foundations of Mormonism true? Do they hold up to historical scrutiny? That question is answered in our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September. Who Really Wrote the Book of Mormon? For more information, go to our website, issuesetc.org, and look on the homepage for the book, issuesetc.org. Or you can call Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours. Their toll-free number is 1-800-325-3040. 1-800-325-3040. Now, this break is a great time to call for those of you who've been listening, thinking, wondering, going back and forth on this question. Are men more aware of their sin than women are? Until the women chimed in, we were going pretty well in the direction of saying yes, and then the women started calling and saying no. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727.
For sinners only, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Is it possible that one of the most popular and long-lived religious movements in U.S. history is based entirely on a hoax? Did Joseph Smith receive the Book of Mormon from heaven, or did he steal it from Solomon Spaulding? How did Spaulding's work of fiction become the Book of Mormon? Find answers to these questions in our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, Who Really Wrote the Book of Mormon? Ask for this book at either of Concordia Publishing House's bookstores, one at 3558 South Jefferson in the city, the other on the campus of Concordia Seminary in Clayton. The book is $16.99 plus shipping and handling. Those two locations, 3558 South Jefferson in the city or in Clayton on the campus of Concordia Seminary. Follow the signs to the CPH bookstore and ask for the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September, Who Really Wrote the Book of Mormon?
Fountains of the Deep, okay for Mars, but not Earth.
Answers with Ken Ham
author of the best-selling book, The Lie, Evolution. Well, Ken, why do scientists believe there could have been global flooding on Mars, yet deny the possibility of it ever happening here on Earth?
Well, Mark, first of all, the Bible doesn't say anything about a massive flood on Mars. But to admit that there was a global flood here on Earth, well, that'd be admitting the Bible's true, and there really is a creator of all of us. Many scientists who look at the features on Mars believe that the canals, valleys, and many of the mountains were formed by something like a global flood. Only they've never been able to detect any liquid water on Mars. Now, those same scientists see the features here on Earth with all of the geological evidence and the abundant water supply covering 70% of the Earth's surface, but they adamantly reject the possibility of a global flood happening here. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, we read that these people are willingly ignorant who reject creation and reject the global flood. Now, why are these people willingly ignorant? You know what the answer is? They don't want to believe that the Bible's true. That would mean that they are sinners, accountable to God, and people are in rebellion against their Creator.
Ken Ham looks at a topic of whether or not intelligent life exists on planets such as Mars. It's found in his booklet on extraterrestrial life. You can find it on our website, AnswersRadio.com. Go to AnswersRadio.com.
This is Dr. John Tape with the Media Minute. Alcopops are new drinks that combine alcohol with the cola or lemon-lime flavors that young teens enjoy the most. Perhaps you've seen the ads for Smirnoff Ice, Sky Blue, or Mike's Hard Lemonade. These sweet drinks that have the same alcohol content as beer appeal especially to young teens who have not yet developed the taste for alcohol. Do these manufacturers care that alcohol-related accidents are the number one killer of teens today? Jesus cares. He cared enough to die on the cross. And he wants every teen to know that Alco-Pops are not as harmless as they are portrayed in the media. This Media Minute is brought to you by the Christian Media Literacy Institute. Please visit our website at cmli.org.
Science seems to be moving at breakneck speed. How can Christians make ethical decisions on issues like stem cell research, abortion, and euthanasia? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to join us for the Image of God Bioethics Conference, Friday, November the 11th at the Sheraton Westport Lakeside Chalet in St. Louis. For more information, go to our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. regular guest Wesley Smith is one of the featured speakers. The Image of God Bioethics Conference, November the 11th in St. Louis.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. Here we are, 25 more minutes left, and it's open lines. We've already heard from a number of people, men and women, on the question, are Christian men more aware of their sin than Christian women? Now, the question is not whether or not they're more sinful. The question, because they're both equally sinful, that is the premise of the question. The question is, are men more aware of their sin than women? Let's talk with Sharon, who calls from Dorsey. Hi, Sharon.
Hi, Pastor Todd. I think it has less to do with male and female versus how much time you spend in the Word. I think anybody who spends any time in the Word at all can't get away from feeling guilty no matter what. I mean, there may be different emphases, but I know I have a very active guilt complex, and Scripture just drives that home even more. I think the more you're in the Word, the more you are aware, and the less you are aware. I think it has more to do with time spent with the Lord.
So that explains something. I mean, I like the direction you've taken there, Sharon, and thanks for the call. It explains that maybe if you get the kind of Ted Haggard pop evangelical style of church, where they say they're preaching from the Bible, what they're mostly doing is just breaking the Bible down into little moral lessons that are really, really easy to keep. Little moral principles that you can take with you every day that are doable. And you see, if you hear that week after week, and you think that's what preaching from the Bible is all about, little moral principles on how to live, and they're all very doable, they're all very manageable, bite-sized chunks, you get done with your week, and you look at your checklist, and you say, hey, I kept all the principles this week. I did it. I'm not sinning. I'm doing what the preacher's telling me to do. And so your awareness of your sin, because you're not really confronted with God, what God's word really says of, and its perfect demands of the law, your awareness of sin will be perhaps even nil, even in the Ted Haggard range. Who knows? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. If you're getting a busy signal, keep trying. We'll free up some phone lines right now as we talk with Joe, who calls from his car. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Todd. Jeff wanted me to draw some fire here. I think that generally speaking, women are more self-righteous than men. I think it's a direct result of the feminization of our culture, and as that's seeped into the church as well.
Now, are you saying that because Jeff told you to say that? Or?
No. I called him and told him that. He said, all right, we're putting you to the top.
Okay, good. Joe, and you're willing to stand by that. So generally speaking, among Christian men and women...
Not categorically, generally.
And your words, women are more self-righteous than men.
I think so.
All right. I just want to make sure... Thank you very much, Joe. I just want to make sure that Jeff... has dinner waiting for him and a wife with a beautiful smile when he gets home. Beth, he didn't tell Joe to say that. Joe called in with that. Greg calls from his car. Hi, Greg.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Forgive me, this is secondhand information, but I always thought it was interesting what the coach of the Women's World Cup champion soccer team, I think it was back in, I don't know what it was, 2000 or when the girls won. He said, when you have a room full of girls and you coach them and you say, hey, look, some of you are not pulling your own weight, girls will naturally think, it's me. And he says, when you give that same speech to a group of boys, he'll think, yeah, it's this loser sitting next to me. He's not pulling his weight.
So
that's human nature.
So is it your contention that men are not as aware of their sin as women?
I would say we have to try harder to see our sin, yes.
All right, Greg, thank you for the call. Claire calls from High Ridge. Claire, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Thank you, Pastor Todd. I was looking at all your points, and I have a comment. First of all, men, especially married men, hold their wives in a higher point. That's why they married them. And so, therefore, when the wife turns to the husband and says, you know, you've done this wrong, you've done this wrong, you've done this wrong, he's aware of his sins because his wife is pointing it out to him. But when he turns back to her and says, but you have done this and this, she fell off the pedestal, and then she comes up with the rationale as to why she did what she did. And that's why I don't think women are as aware, perhaps, as the men, because the women point it out to the men.
Okay, Claire, thank you very much. Boy, I'm glad that came from a female caller. Okay, but understand what Claire said there. Claire says, look, men hold their wives up on a pedestal. And they should. They really should. I'm a big believer in this. Men should hold their wives up on a pedestal. But when the woman then points out the man's faults, as women are wont to do in marriage, and then the man is not as... Because he wants to hold his wife up on a pedestal, he's hesitant to say, well, you know, you have some of your own faults too, honey. And therefore, she might, because of his unwillingness to just be honest... Another one of his faults. His unwillingness to be honest, she might go away with the impression that she really, you know, I've got a list of complaints about you, but he never complains about what I do, so I'm doing pretty good. That's Claire's theory, I think. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. If you're just joining us, we're asking and answering the question, just kind of tossing it out, seeing what people say. Are Christian men more aware of their sin than women? David calls from Maplewood. Hi, David.
How you doing? Thanks, Pastor Todd, for taking my call.
Sure.
I've been listening here, and I wanted to start my statement by saying, first of all, I talked to my wife before I said this, just to make sure everyone knew that.
Okay, good.
First of all, I think that men are very aware of their daily sins, their sins that they do. Like if they get drunk on a weekend, they have a very awareness that, well, that wasn't right. I mean, whether or not they do it consistently, that's a whole other story. However, I think... Women, at least from my small town experience where I grew up, are a lot less aware that when they're gossiping, for example, they don't think that's a sin or other such things like that, that they're not as aware of the things that they're doing are sins. That's my opinion.
So it's not so much that they're not aware of their sin as they simply do not realize that the sins they're doing are sins.
Well, I think yeah, they don't realize that what they're doing are sins. I mean, men are more aware of what I'm doing is a sin. Doesn't mean they'll stop it. But women are not, as far as my experiences from a small town, are not as aware of what they're doing is sin. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, David. You know, someone pointed this, and I don't want to get off onto a side road about the nature of various kinds of sins, but, you know, men tend to sin as men sin, and women tend to sin as women sin, and some things we have in common and some things we don't. And believe me, men can gossip like nobody's business. The Eighth Commandment just takes a beating among men as much as it does among women. The question is, that I'm posing for the listeners is, when men break the Eighth Commandment, that's just, I'm tossing another one out there, they might say, boy, you know, I just gossiped. I'm aware of the fact that I just broke the commandment. Whereas if women were to do it, they were just chewing the fat. Is that how it works? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. David listens on the internet in Plymouth, Pennsylvania. I was just trying to remember the name of the state. Thank you, Dave. Thank you. David, welcome.
Thank you, Pastor Todd. Been listening to the station long enough, I guess what I've heard, listening from the Lutheran perspective, that conviction of sin really doesn't come from the hearing of the law or the preaching of the law. And so therefore, it would seem to me that it would depend on the individual and their experience with hearing the law.
So you are agreeing with, I think it was Sharon, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Sharon who called in and said, look, it really is not so much a male and female thing, it's how much time one spends in the Word of God dealing with what God says.
Exactly. And then the second, and you said spiritually, that I don't know if you can quantify somebody spiritually, because that's almost sounds to me like an evangelical term, spiritually.
Well, so yeah, what the common perception is, David, is that somehow women are more quote-unquote spiritual, whatever that means, than men are, that women have this kind of in touch with the spiritual realities and the world of the incorporeal, and that they are more suited. And, you know, when asked question, I ask the question, why in American churches it's 60% women, 40% men on a Sunday morning. Most people give the answer, well, obvious. Women are more spiritual. They're going to be in church, and men are cads. They're sitting at home in their underwear and their T-shirts watching the pregame show. And that's just the way it is. Women are more spiritual. And that is such accepted wisdom that I think few people do question it seriously when perhaps they should. David, thanks for the call. All right. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. I mean, maybe you're one of those who wants to call in and argue that women are more spiritual than men. Everybody knows this. Come on. What are you talking about? Women are more spiritual than men. That accounts for why they help at church, and that accounts for why they're in leadership positions in the church, and that accounts for why they're always the ones who get everything done at the church. They're just more spiritual. That accounts for why they're the ones who get the kids up and get them dressed and take them to church, and the men are usually, like the kids, having to be dragged by their ear to church. That seems to be, you know, this is where experience can deceive. 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Lisa in Houston, Texas, writes this via email, and our in-studio email address is issuesetc@kfuo.org. She writes this, I really do not think it's a male-female thing. Right now, it's really popular in our society to confess the sins of men. At other times, it has been more popular to confess the sins of women. Of course, depending on the time of the month, sometimes a woman is utterly aware of her own sins. At other times, she isn't. She's even more aware of others' sins. That's Lisa's comment there. So she says it's not a male-female thing either. You know, that's a different way of also thinking about the question. One's, just bear with me for a second. One's awareness or lack of awareness of one's own sins is inversely proportional. Sound like I'm doing geometry or something. Is inversely proportional to one's awareness or lack of awareness of someone else's sins. Jesus kind of lays out this thing. You think you've got, you think your brother's got a plank in his eye when in fact you got a beam in yours. Your brother's has a speck in his eye when you have a beam in yours. You're unaware of your own sin, but you're acutely aware of someone else's sin. And we could have asked the question, are women more aware of men's sins than they are of their own? Mike calls from St. Louis. Hi, Mike.
Hello, how are you doing?
Doing well.
Inversely proportional would probably be more algebra or science. But
algebra, okay. Thank you. I knew it was one of those things.
I just walked in the door and heard the end of that conversation about men and women, and I just was thinking, I think if I was the devil, I'd be going the route to try to get men out of church. I mean, they're supposed to be leading the family. The kids come home, and they see dad sitting around, and when they get older, they think, well, that's not too bad. Maybe I should be doing that, too. Maybe church isn't all that important. I don't know if women are more spiritual, but I think the statistics back that up.
Well, do you think women are more spiritual? Why do you think, generally speaking, it's the man who stays home and watches the pregame show?
I think it's our culture. I don't think necessarily in every culture the women are more spiritual. I mean, it was a male, you know, male religion basically for the Jewish and the Muslims, and that's probably still true. I think it's just our culture.
All right, Mike. I don't know. Mike seems to be toying with the idea that women are more spiritual than men, and that's a likely explanation for the phenomena we see around us all the time. Question again for you. Are men more aware of their sin than women? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Up next, calling from his car, is Roger. Hi, Roger.
Hi. I've had a question. I thought the Holy Spirit convicted you of your sins, and I guess that I'm saying the more you are into the Holy Spirit, the more convicted you will be. So I guess if you don't too much with your religion or with your faith, and maybe you don't really look at sin as hard as other people do.
All right, thank you, Roger. Roger's chiming in with Sharon and a couple other callers who said, look, it has more to do with one's exposure to God's Word and the clear testimony of God's Word. That's how the Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. That's how we are, as Roger put it, in with the Holy Spirit, is through God's Word, Holy Scripture. Are Christian men more aware of their sin than Christian women are? 505-7850, 1-800-730-2727. Our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Here's Jerry calling from South County. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Todd. I'm with Sharon and Dave, and I guess Roger. First of all, women and men have different roles in life. So the women's is to nurture the family. The men's is to provide. So they're more likely to sit in front of the TV and watch a sports game because, you know, they provide. I mean, they don't do all the nurturing, even though that helps a lot in the family. I don't think it matters, you know, whether it is male or female, because we're all sinful human beings with different personalities. And the closer, I think, one is to God through Bible reading, for me it is, Bible reading is really making me very aware of sin and very aware that sin comes much more clearly into focus the more I read the Bible, and it just, there it is. Oh, that's a sin. Mm. So it depends on one's spiritual state of mind, male or female. But I got a question.
Sure.
I don't watch TV because it is so degenerative these days. I mean, I could just flip the digital to find out what's on, and it's just sick. And so the question is, who in the family watches the most violent, degenerative, sex-filled TV? You better examine, you know, your state of mind on that one, because that pulls you in, I think, a lot of people, unless they totally reject it, which I do.
All right, Jerry, thank you very much. Well, I don't know who's watching more TV. Our kids are watching most of it, tell you the truth. Male or female, they're watching the most of it. And there's enough of that, sadly to say, to go around. But thanks for the call, Jerry. Lois in St. Louis. Lois, welcome.
Hi, Todd. I think it's a matter of how much you want to know you're a sinner. And when Don Matzett used to be there, he used to always say, Lord, show me my heart that I might know my sins. And I started praying that prayer. And I felt that when I started asking God to show me my sins, he was very accommodating. and he showed me through the law and the preaching. Our pastor does a good job of pointing out what the law does and how it convicts us. And, you know, he'll ask us a question, and we'll give an answer, like, you know, what it means to be a good Christian. Well, do you do it all the time, or do you do it perfectly all the time? Well, no. And then he brings out the heart intentions, not just the commandment itself, but when you get right down to what the intentions of the heart are. And I have come to understand the intentions of my heart very often are very evil, and the thoughts that I think about other people are very awful thoughts, and they're not kind and good the way they should be at all. But that's the Holy Spirit is the only one who has taught me that.
Lois, thank you. Now, there's Lois, an example of a woman. If Christian men are more aware of their sin than Christian women are, Lois would be the exception that would, I don't know, maybe the exception that proves the rule, or the exception alone. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. All right, Sally is in there. Sally, stick your head in the door for just a second. I'm going to ask for the honest holding your feet to the fire question. What's your answer to the question? Are Christian men more aware of their sin? You got a Christian man at home, I assume, someplace. Christian men more aware of their sin than Christian women. What's your answer? Women suffer in silence?
No, men suffer in silence.
I agree with that.
They don't tell you that they don't tell you what they're feeling or guilty or things. Women will sit there and spill their guts.
Oh, that's so interesting. Thank you very much. You can go back into your little cubby hole there. That is so interesting. I hadn't even considered that aspect of it. So you just have to have the female perspective on this. Men are aware of their sin, but maybe they don't appear to be because, as Sally just said, they suffer in silence. They don't know how to articulate it. They don't express it well. Women will tell you about it. They're more emotive, more expressive about their sin, about other things perhaps. 505-7850-1-800-730-2727. Bob is calling from his car. Hi, Bob. Bob, welcome.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
I heard that woman, she said that the men are supposed to be the providers and the women are supposed to be the nurturers. Is there anything in Scripture that says that is so? And is there anything wrong with a family where the woman is the provider and the man is the nurturer? Or are they both providers and both nurturers? Is there anything wrong with that?
All right, Bob, thank you very much. Well, I think Jerry was speaking, I don't know if she was speaking from Scripture or whether she was speaking just from kind of our sociological situation, men being providers, women being nurturers. I can only answer on the basis of Scripture the only answer that Scripture gives, and that is twofold. First of all, in terms of women being nurturers, well, they're the ones who bear the children. That doesn't mean they're the ones who always take care of the children, but God has given them that role, a role he has very definitely not given to men, that is, to bear children. Now, who takes care of them is another matter, upon which Scripture has less to say. The issue of man being the provider, I don't think there's any question about it. The man is the spiritual head of the house. He is intended to, and he is commanded by God. I'm thinking about Ephesians chapter 5. The husband is to just do all but even lay down his life for his wife and for his family. And that sounds an awful lot like someone who is willing to provide. Can a woman also provide? Of course. My wife provides an income into our family too. But where does the primary responsibility lie? If she were to stop working, she wouldn't be shirking her responsibility. If I were to stop working to stay home, I would be shirking my responsibility. You know what? I didn't know where this was going to go. I really had no idea where it would, but I'm really happy where it ended up. I am. Our listeners here toward the end coming to the conclusion that regardless of what the answer of that question is, you could say, yes, I think men, generally speaking, are more aware of their sin than women are. And I still don't know where I come down on that one.
That's going to be anecdotal. That will be, yeah, well, we generally tend to do this. Let's point out a couple things here. First of all, to be unaware of one's sin is sin. And even here, ignorance, sheer ignorance of one's sin is inexcusable as well. To be unaware, especially for a Christian, to be unaware of one's sin and even willfully ignorant of it is a sin. It's unrepentance. That's what it is. That's what we're really talking about here, whether you're male or a female. And to be aware of one's sin and mindful of one's need for a Savior is what it means to be a Christian. Any person who claims to be a Christian and says, well, you know, I just can't think of a sin I committed today, is essentially saying, I can't think of a reason I need Jesus today. Yeah, Jesus died for all those other sinners and maybe especially my husband or my wife. But as far as I'm concerned, I did pretty well without Jesus today. Every Christian, none of us are aware as aware of our sin as we should be. The callers said it has to do with what's being preached and what's being learned from God's Word. Are we allowing God's Word and the Holy Spirit thereby to speak to us, men and women, and show us who we really are, show us our hearts so that we might learn our sin and see our need for the sinless Savior, Jesus Christ? It's all there. It's there in God's Word if we will be attentive to it. Something we should also be attentive to, even as it goes farther and farther down the newspaper and out of the headlines and out of the nightly news, is the devastation wrought by Hurricane Katrina and the victims there who are still waiting to go home. To help them, call LCMS World Relief tonight and donate 1-888-930-4438, 1-888-930-4438. That's the number for LCMS World Relief. They attach the relief to the clear preaching of the sinless Savior of all sinners, Jesus Christ. 1-888-930-4438. Tomorrow on the program, we conclude a long conversation with Pastor Chad Bird of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. We've talked about Moses' staff, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the tree of life. We've talked about the root and the shoot of Jesse. We come to the real point of the conversation altogether, the tree of the cross, tomorrow on the program. We'll also talk with Pastor Sam Hoard. He'll tell his story about one man's journey of faith amid racism. That's tomorrow on Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our address is 85 Founders Lane, St. Louis, Missouri, 63105. You can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, 1-800-737-0172. For a free audio copy of this hour of Issues Etc., please visit the audio archive section at KFUO.org. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of AM850 KFUO. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.